In New York City, a deadly accident today when a Staten Island ferry plowed into a pier at the end of its run, killing at least 10 people and injuring at least 34. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the city is investigating what caused the crash.
What apparently happened is people who were sitting there as the ferry docked were hit by the pilings that came through the side of the boat. We don't know any more than that, and we're not going to speculate.
Richard Hake with member station WNYC joins us now. And Richard, witnesses are saying the ferry didn't slow down as it was reaching the dock. What have you been able to piece together about what happened?
Well, Melissa, if you could look at the pictures of this this vessel, this 300-foot ferry, as it makes its way into the dock area at the St. George Station, which is on Staten Island. It's about 5 miles from Manhattan. There's a large gash just above the waterline, through almost from the bow to the stern on this huge ship, and it almost looks like a can opener took to the ship. And inside, you could see the debris, the metal, twisted metal, parts of the old wooden chairs that sit inside these ferry boats, and firefighters sifting through this debris. You could just imagine what it was like for anyone that was sitting on this side of the boat to have these huge pilings basically cut through the entire side of the ship.
And we mentioned at least 10 people confirmed dead, 34 at least injured. What do we know about the nature of those injuries?
Well, they go from not so serious to very serious. We do understand right now that there are people in the operating room. We also understand that many of those 34 people were released. Some of the victims were treated for hypothermia, and we did hear reports of people actually jumping into the water as the ferry boat did hit these large pilings.
What's being done to figure out what happened with this crash? Who's investigating, and what are they doing?
Well, originally the New York City Fire Department, as well as the New York City Police Department and the Coast Guard, were involved in the initial response. Now the National Transportation Safety Board has issued a team. A team is already on site investigating this accident, as they do most public transportation type accidents. What we do know now is that each and every crew member, we know that there were 16 crew members at least on this type of vessel, will be tested for drugs and alcohol, which I believe is a standard operating procedure after an accident of this nature.
This accident occurred just before rush hour would have been at its peak. It was about 3:20 in the afternoon. The mayor's estimating about 1,500 people would have been on board the ferry. And we should point out these are commuter vessels, but they're also real attractions for tourists who like, it's a free ride, and oftentimes there will be a lot of tourists on these boats.
Yeah, these boats do carry about 70,000 people a day between Staten Island and Manhattan. It's a 5.2-mile trip that normally lasts about 25 minutes. And many of the people do go to work. They've been traveling this route since steamboats were in operation in New York Harbor. That was back in 1817. But also many tourists take in this boat ride because it's what an incredible view you get as the boat passes by the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, and an incredible panoramic view of the New York skyline in Lower Manhattan.
WNYC's Richard Hake in New York City. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.